Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
21-yard line. Start the drive from there, and Gronkowski is wide open and rumbles past the 50 and gets thrust out of bounds after a huge gain. Gronkowski pushed Parker out of the way, and that is a gain of 42 yards.
And a line shot right center. It's down. Devers will score. Leon to third, in the second with an RBI double is Mookie Betts.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Yes, Aaron, I think I'm going to have you play that for me every day for the next couple of weeks. Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. I am pretty fired up here today. Not only is it opening night coming your way on Wednesday as we kick off season 30 of Magic Basketball, we're back on TV, and we'll be joined by Nick Anderson, as well as a number of other hosts. But Nick Anderson will be my guest, and would like to welcome in Nick right now. Back on the telecast on Wednesday, he was here for year one of Magic Basketball, so we'll have some fun with Nick. But I'm also excited, Nick, because it was a good night for the Marcatellis last night. We got it was a good night. We got a Patriots win. We got a Boston Red Sox win. Did you watch any of that last night, Nick?
Yeah, actually, I watched the entire Patriots game. I have to say that I'm a Patriots fan because of two people. That's Tom Brady, and I just love the ownership of the Patriots, yeah. Mr. Kraft.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I watch those guys. A lot of people love them. A lot of them hate them, but those are my two reasons right there.
Well, I tell you what. So that play we heard, and I think about this because you were an athlete, and I know how that would end for me if I was in the open field trying to tackle Gronk. I know. But is that something you would dread, being in the open field, Gronk with a lot of room to run, and Nick Anderson has to make the tackle?
That's a nightmare for a cornerback DB. You know, most of those guys are what, 5'9", 5'10", at the most. You very rarely find a big guy in that backfield like that. And you got a guy at 6'5", 265, 270, coming downhill at you. Only thing you can do is just, hey, I'm praying that I don't get ran over or get hurt. I can make a tackle and just get him down to the ground.
That's exactly right. Speaking with Nick Anderson, who joins me here on Magic Drive Time. So the Pats win that 43-40, Brady with 340 yards. So they're now 4-2. They're tied with Miami atop the AFC East. For a big showdown, my Patriots this Sunday at Soldier Field taking on your Bears coming up this Sunday. Now, Khalil Mack scares the living daylights out of me. Talk to me about your Bears.
Well, we have to go back to yesterday, losing to the Dolphins.
Right.
We as athletes and the coaches talk about that trap game, and not to disrespect the Miami Dolphins because they are a professional football team and anything can happen, but you know, if anybody were talking, you would say, hey, the Bears are going to go in and win this game in Miami. You got Brock Osweiler filling in for Ryan Tannehill, and it just didn't happen. Miami played extremely well. Our defense made plays, but we couldn't close it out. They ended up winning the game by a field goal. We had an opportunity to win the game.
Yes, you did. You did.
It didn't happen for us, but you talk about the Patriots and the Bears going in to Soldier Field. We have to redeem ourselves, and it's unfortunate we have to try to redeem ourselves against the Patriots.
Well, let me ask you this, Nick, and it should be a good game. Speaking with Nick Anderson, who's back on the telecast with us, and Brian Hill on Wednesday. We hit the air at 6 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida. Opening night, the Magic and the Heat. So the Bears missed the game-winning field goal. I don't know if it might have been a 50-yarder. It was a decent kick. As an athlete, do you dread when games come down to field goal kickers? And are you upset when a guy who has one job misses his kick? Or do you look at it that way?
No, because, those situations, Dante, they're just like a last-second shot in a game. You know, those are pressure situations. And you never know what's running through a guy's head and those situations, and you're there for him. You want him to make that field goal or that last second shot or that hit that we need to send the ball game into extra innings, whatever it may be. And people can be judgmental, and which they do. It's easier to talk about what's supposed to happen and what you would do in that situation. Yeah, you talk about it, but you've never been in that situation, so you just don't know.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. There's a lot of people that never put on cleats that say they should go up there and make that kick. That's not
that. Exactly. Yeah. He's supposed to run this route and get
right.
How would you know and you've never done it?
Yep. No, that's a great point. That's a great point. Yeah. Hey, speaking with Nick Anderson, who's joining us here on Magic Drive Time, I know Darrell Armstrong would have made it, right? Didn't he carry his football helmet
and his cleats? And he carried his cleats with him at all times. And then he would have his cups of coffee with about 9,000 sugars in it.
All right, Nick, we got opening night coming on Wednesday, right? So give us a taste of what Mo Bamba will be feeling. This is his first opening night. Got a couple of other rookies on this team. What their nerves are like, what their next couple of days, hours are like, as you think back to when you had your opening night back on November 4th in 1989. We're not old, Nick, but it is coming up on 30 years. it is coming up on 30 years.
Don't mention that to anybody.
That's right. But what are your memories? What are your takeaways? What will he be going through? What do you remember about your opening night?
Well, he's going to have a lot of nervous energy. You know, you know, like I did when my rookie year, you watch these guys on TV and you idolize a lot of them. And now you're standing next to him and you got to play against him. So he'll have a lot of nervous energy out there when he gets out there. He just have to settle down and let his instincts and his ability to know how to play the game start taking over. You know, you're going to want to do some things out of the normal because you're nervous out there. But just settle down, let the game come to you. Again, Dante, that's easier said than done.
Yeah, sure. Well, you look back on opening night. Unfortunately, the Magic fall the first ever game, November 4th here in Orlando, 111-106 to New Jersey. You had 6 points, 8 rebounds. Dennis Hopson got loose on somebody. Somebody didn't corral him, and the Nets grabbed that win. But you grab your first win. So take us through that, Nick. Two nights later, you beat the Knicks. Ewing goes for 29. Reggie Theus has the big night with 24. And just take us through what this city was like, what that meant, that first ever win here in Central Florida.
Well, you getting that win against a historic franchise in the New York Knickerbockers, All-Star Patrick Ewing, with a host of other talent around him, expansion team, a bunch of guys, and people would look at our expansion team, a bunch of players that or other teams let loose. For whatever reason it may
right,
be.
Right.
And we formed the Orlando Magic here. And getting that first win against a story franchise, it was just a treat, you know, just so that what type of talent that we did have on that team that first year. So it meant a lot. The fans were jubilant, as well as the players were all into it. And I think that win kind of set the tone for us, let us know that we can play with these good basketball teams. And we just have to go out and compete.
You know what? And speaking with Nick Anderson, first ever draft pick for the Magic, and we kick off season 30 Wednesday night on Fox Sports Florida. Nick will be part of the telecast as well. Did you know at the time, obviously we look back at it, in the magnitude of that game and what it meant to this community and how this community has changed, Nick, and you've been a huge part of that and seen this change here over the last 30 years. I mean, you can't go anywhere and not see Nick Anderson and Bo as well be a part of this community for this organization. But did you have any idea at the time how big that first game was going to be?
No, I didn't know at all. You know, just a kid from Chicago playing basketball, doing something that I love to do. And it was just still basketball to me, you know. I didn't really think about all the meaning behind it, what it meant to others, and possibly later down the road, what it meant for myself, just playing basketball. But you go back and you look at it now and say, hey, this was something special for everybody.
It sure was,
Yeah, just being a part of it. just a little kid. Like I said, a little kid, 20 years old, just playing basketball, not really knowing the meaningfulness behind everything. But now you look back on it, you can say, hey, this was a treat for everybody.
It was. It was. And you were a part of something special. And Nick, you know what's interesting? People may not remember. That team finished with 18 wins, but you started 7-7. You would go 2-16 after that. Things kind of started to get away, but 7-7. I imagine you're thinking, right? This week we might be able to do something this year.
Yeah, we got off to a hot start. You know, we was playing well, and we was competing. That was the main thing. We were competing well, but you know, when you go around the horn, so to speak, one time, Dante. You know, other teams get wind of what you're capable of doing. And those teams who have been there, they kind of want to buckle down on you then and not let things get away. But we started off quick. It was good. And unfortunately, you talk about things started to unravel there. We went 2-16.
Right.
That was because of some injuries took place
right.
early. And it caught up with us early after that. But to have a 7-7 start early in the season, we got notice of we were on notice from a lot of teams around the league.
You did. You opened a lot of eyes. We're going to duck in a quick break, Nick, but was it hard to pry the ball from Reggie Theus's hands? Be honest. Was it hard to
pry? Yeah, it was a shot. He took every shot that he took, it was a good shot. I don't care if it was from the concession stand or the locker room. It was a good shot.
All right, Nick, hang in there because you're responsible for two of, if not the two biggest moments here in Magic history, and I certainly want to relive those with Nick Anderson. You can witness the start of Magic basketball on October and November for one low price with the Fall Fast Break Pass. Kick off the season with six games for just $49. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today. The great Nick Anderson rejoins us when we come back in a moment.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
See a series of thrilling NBA games at Amway Center, all for one low price with the Orlando Magic Fall Fast Break Pass.
Drives down the right side, jump pass left corner. He's got Fournier, the French artillery, for three, right on the money.
Purchase one pass for only $49 and see six Orlando Magic home games in October and November. That's six games for only $49. Don't miss out. This fast break won't last long. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today.
Hey, Jill, can you help me with our budget?
All right, let's start with internet. You know, since we switched to CenturyLink Price for Life internet, our monthly rate won't change for as long as we keep our plan.
Nice. Well, internet's done. Should we stream a movie?
Yeah, let's stream a movie.
CenturyLink Price for Life internet. Get the speed you need with no rate hikes, no contract, and no bundling needed. Only from CenturyLink. Switch now at CenturyLink.com. Service offer and speed may not be available in your area. Limited time offer for qualifying residential customers only. Restrictions and taxes apply.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
This is Jonathan Isaac of the Orlando Magic. When I was a kid, I used to wish,
someday, I'm going to play in the NBA.
And I hoped,
someday, I'll be a first-round pick.
And I dreamed,
someday, I'll own the perimeter every night.
Even back then, I knew, someday starts today.
As a proud partner of the Orlando Magic, Florida Hospital supports the future and everyone who believes in someday. After all, someday holds so much hope for all of us.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Visit rpfunding.com or call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634.
Terms and conditions apply. See website NMLS 701-68, Equal Housing.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic black, blue, or white Nike Swingman jersey. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or orlandomagic.com/annual pass for more information. Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
At center, 7-1 from LSU, number 34, Shaquille O'Neal.
Outlaw inbounded to Harper. The Magic get it in play. Down by one, 10 seconds to go. Nick Anderson whirling, three-point shots up.
Oh,
nothing but yes. Anderson rips the strings, and the Magic take a two-point lead.
There was absolutely no doubt who was going to take the shot and who would make it.
I love that. I've been listening to that all day today. That Nick Anderson knocking down a big triple February 22nd, 1998, in the return of Shaquille O'Neal, his first game back here in Central Florida. Welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Opening night comes your way Wednesday. Our telecast hits the air at 6 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida. I'll be joined on the desk by Brian Hill and this man, Nick Anderson, the one that hit that shot. Kind enough to join us here for just a couple more minutes, and then we'll let him on his way. But, Nick, I tell you what, take us through. I can't fathom. I came the next year for the 98-99 season, but the energy that was in that building, Shaq's first game back in Orlando, everything that happened the summer before, just all of that emotion, and then you nailing that shot. Three of your 30 points that night. Like Jeff said, there was no doubt who was going to take it and who was going to make it.
Well, it was certainly energy in the building when Shaq came back. As you mentioned, his first game back in Orlando after leaving for the Lakers. I have to give kudos to our fans, man. Our fans were ready. They were ready. You know, they were loud. They were into the game. They were pushing us, and, you know, they had our backs 100%. And you think about that Laker team, who was on that Laker team, Shaq, Eddie Jones, Kobe Bryant,
right?
Just a host of talent coming back to the arena. But I remember Coach Daly drawing up the play. It was a three-screen play for me to come off three screens with Derek Harper having the ball in his hand. And my teammate set three good screens. And the last screen is the one that really freed me up. I came off the screen clear and open, and the pass was right on the money. Just turned into my shot and released it high, held the form, and it was all bottoms.
Well, and how about the reaction? And that's as good as the shot, Nick. the Merton Hanks duck walk. That's right.
Yeah, and I had to ice my neck after that. I thought I was going to shake it off.
You were working on that for 3 months in case you hit that shot.
Yeah, and you know, Merton Hanks was one of my favorite players. To the people who don't know who Merton Hanks was, he's a player for the San Francisco 49ers. I used to see him do it all the time. So I kind of chimed in. I stole his duck walk.
It was great. Speaking with Nick Anderson. All right, Nick, so in the huddle, right? So you're down by one, 10 seconds left during that timeout, and you mentioned that Chuck drew that play up for you. Is that something where Just take us through that moment. Do you go to the huddle and say, "Hey, coach, I want the shot"? Is it understood? Because you know Penny wasn't suited up for that game either. But is it understood you're going to get the ball? What happens in that huddle?
Well, Coach Daly, when we walked to the huddle, he was drawing up the play. He said, "Nick, you're going to take this shot." And Coach, if you knew Chuck Daly, he was just as confident in his players and what we could do more than anybody else out there.
Yep.
You know, he already told us, "Hey, Nick, you're going to come off three screens. Derek is going to make you a good pass. You knock down this shot, and we're going home." And that's how it happened.
How about that? But it does take them freeing you up to be able to get that shot off, which is good, and you're able to knock it down. But you also had another play in Orlando Magic history that's going to go down as it's right up there with that one, if not the greatest play we've ever seen in our history.
Tony Kukoc will inbound it. Jordan takes it. Anderson's there with him. Anderson trying to steal it. Jordan dribbles around him. Clock is down to 12, and Anderson stole the ball. Hardaway picks it up. 2-on-1. Penny bounced past to Grant. He dunks it. 6 points.
And that's incredible. That's game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals, the year you go to the NBA Finals in 1995. And I know that never gets old for you. Already, what, 20, almost 23, over 23 years ago. Just that moment, Nick. I mean, as we talk about our 30th anniversary and some of our biggest plays in Magic history, that's right up there at the top.
Well, you know, to be honest, Dante, you know, everybody asked me about the play. I was just playing basketball, you know. You know, you want to get out there and make a play and help your ball club win a game, but it so happened to be against, in my opinion, the greatest man to play the game that I've ever played the game against in my era.
Right.
And that's all due respect with all the other guys that I played against. And Michael Jordan is the man, and it happened to against the greatest player in the game at that time. So it was special. And then it was a playoff game. It was the first game of the series, and it happened against MJ.
That's incredible. And so you have that play, and you hit a number of big shots that year as you guys go on to make it to the NBA Finals there in 1995. But I would think the electricity in that building, I mean, here it is now, the great Michael Jordan has a chance to close out that game, probably expecting to get fouled at some point, but you're able to poke it away. And you can look, he kind of turned his head. He knew you were coming, Nick. He was looking for you, but you were hot on his heels. You kind of went the other way and were able to poke. Were you trying to poke it away or just trying to make him switch into a different direction? What was the plan there?
Well, when I took a swipe at it the first time when we ended up inbounding the ball and he got around me and he was dribbling in his right hand and he kind of looked over his left shoulder. When he looked over his left shoulder, I happened to be on his right side and outside of him, and I got a hand on the ball with my left hand, and I just kind of, instead of swiping down on it, I pushed it, hit it forward, and it went right to Penny, and Penny went down the floor with a good bounce pass to Horace, and Horace dunked it over Tony Kukoc. Like I said, just trying to make a good play, and he happened to look the opposite way when I was on the other side of him.
You know what's interesting, Nick? I got to imagine that young core, you, Penny, and Nick, I got to think that group, it's so unfortunate what happened with Shaq leaving there during that 96-97 season, or really 97-98, his first year in L.A., you had to have thought that group was going to go to 10 straight NBA Finals.
Oh, no question. I just seen an interview with Dennis Scott interviewing Penny for the 30 years anniversary, and he talked about what if that team would have stayed together. And he said that we had to be one of those great teams. We should be one of those great teams to go down in history that never won an NBA championship. We were that good.
You're right. Well, you think about those you think about those Jazz teams with Malone. There were some incredible NBA teams that weren't able to get through Michael Jordan. But you're right, Nick. That team has to be up there with the talent that you guys assembled.
Oh, no question. And look how young we were.
Right.
And all year we heard about what we wasn't capable of doing because we didn't have the experience. We were too young. And all that talk that we were hearing, we never paid any attention to it, and we just played basketball. We were 60-22 finishing the regular season. After the regular season, we were 39-2 at home.
That's incredible. Just incredible.
39-2 at home. And I ask this question. A lot of people don't even know the answer to it. When you ask them, okay, we were 39-2 at home that year. Who were the two teams that we lost to that season?
Ooh, very good. Very good. I'm going to guess Chicago and Boston, but I'm probably wrong.
No. Yeah, you're wrong. It was Utah and Seattle.
Wow. Okay.
So we were a good young basketball team. Now you think about those teams that we had to compete against when we went on the road. Look at a veteran team like Utah and Karl Malone and John Stockton, two of the best players in NBA history, Hall of Famers.
Yes.
And we all know about their pick and roll. You think about the Phoenix Suns, who were a tremendous basketball team. You had the Milwaukee Bucks. You had the Celtics, the Bulls. You know, you go on down the line. It was like you really couldn't say who was coming out the East or who was coming out the West. That's how strong the league was back then.
That's amazing, Nick. You had Hall of Famers every night. It was an incredible atmosphere. That was some great moments. We appreciate you living them with us. And let's look forward to a nice opening night on Wednesday, all right?
All right, it's time to have some fun. Basketball has arrived.
Thank you. Let's do it. It's time to play basketball Wednesday night. Nick Anderson joining us here on Magic Drive Time. You can see him on the telecast Wednesday night starting at 6 o'clock on Fox Sports Florida. Have a great night, everyone.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People love France.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.